Yeah.
Richard Moore, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. President.
Dick, yes. We are, we still don't know what's going to happen on the bars, incidentally. That's all worked out. That played right into our hands, exactly.
Oh, good. Good.
You know, it's an interesting thing. This for your very private information, we're going to get this leaked. They voted against her 11-1.
Uh-huh.
But they said that of all the women in the country, she was probably the best qualified that they could think of, but she was not qualified to be in the court. How do you like that?
That is, of course, what could be more important or better than that?
Mitchell has got to, of course,
you've got
that information now, and that's, you can, but that he says, I says, for Christ's sakes, let's get it out, so that'll, we're going to really, really ream him on that.
Oh, that's superb.
Qualified. Now, incidentally, the one thing I want to know, now, and I don't, because we're going to have to move fast and I can't consult anybody on it, is on the Rehnquist one, in case I don't get the Baker. Baker is the first choice, and
right.
We'll know on him within an hour or two.
Right.
But in case we don't get that, on Rehnquist, you checked as far as Ehrlichman now, did you?
Yes.
Say he is for it or not?
Very enthusiastically for it, I think I could say.
He says he'd just throw him right up there, and understand, yeah. We're not going to clear these with the bars.
I understand. It was my impression, Mr. President, that he was Ehrlichman's number one recommendation.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. Between
right.
You and him, that's, and don't go any further.
Right.
Because it's going to be damn hard for those people to turn him down.
I checked Bill Smith, who was not on the Harvard Law Review, but he was summa cum laude and Phi Beta Kappa at USC.
I see.
So he might have been just below it.
All right.
All right.
Right.
Thank you.